I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 57 degrees.
The only I-15 slowdowns you'll see right now are in Roy. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, a new study finds that landlords in northern Utah would like to help reduce homelessness, although many aren't aware of their local resources.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says a pair of assistant professors at Utah State led the study and surveyed 130 landlords in the Bear River region.
Overall, those landlords responded that they think homelessness is a serious issue in the surrounding area and they want to help. Now, what organizers found interesting is that many aren't aware of community resources looking to address the issue. They point out that New Hope, Cache Valley Veterans Associations, Utah Families Feeding Families, and more all have various homelessness resources in that area.
A report last year found Cache County has a shortage of around 1,200 affordable housing units and 3,400 units for low-income renters.
Women are having fewer babies in the U.S., and experts say it's going to mean a smaller workforce and many other problems for the country. Here's KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
New numbers say the birth rate fell 4% last year after several months of not meeting the replacement rate already. University of Utah researcher Pam Perlick has talked about these trends.
You can see that in Utah, where it was, you know, two generations ago, having six kids or even more was just kind of normal. Then the new normal became four and then became two.
And people who are putting off having their babies right now might not be able to have as many as they wanted. They'll run out of time and they won't have that support in their later years. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Police in Salt Lake City are looking for two young men after a road rage incident this morning on Redwood Road. Officials tell us the men got into an argument with another driver. The drivers got out of their cars near 7800 South and Redwood Road before one man shot and hit the rim of the other's car. Police say the suspects are in a dark blue Suburban and appeared to be in their teens.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The U.S. Justice Department is asking questions about an Arizona county doing a Republican-ordered private election recount. ABC's Andy Field has details now from Washington.
A high-ranking U.S. Justice Department official writing to the Arizona Senate president asking how that state is guaranteeing that an outside audit firm has protected and preserved original ballots as it conducts yet another post-presidential election recount. The justice official asking about reports that Arizona no longer has control of the ballots and that contractors are knocking on doors to confirm if valid voters live there, possibly intimidating minorities from voting in future elections.
The DOJ is questioning whether that could also compromise the ballots.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney is urging her party to choose truth and the Constitution over what she calls a cult of personality. ABC's Faith Abube has the latest from Washington.
Writing in the Washington Post, Cheney says her party is, quote, at a turning point and Republicans must decide whether we are going to choose truth and fidelity to the Constitution. Cheney also warning Republicans to, quote, steer away from the dangerous and anti-democratic Trump cult of personality and, quote, history is watching, our children are watching. We must be brave enough to defend the basic principles that underpin and protect our freedom and our democratic process.
Cheney is facing heat from the House GOP leader who wants her out as the party's conference chair.
A connection with the U.S. military after a look at some of the suspects in January's Capitol building breach in D.C.
What we found is that at least 1 in 10 of the people who have been charged so far by federal authorities in participating in the January 6th event had some prior military service. This is something that raised concerns with new Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who within weeks of the January 6th riot, he called for a stand down where every military unit was given 2 months to come up with a day where they would talk about extremism in the ranks. They saw those numbers. They wanted the troops to be aware that this might be an issue within their ranks.
ABC's Louis Martinez.
Widespread vaccination has led to the lowest levels of coronavirus infections in 7 months. The U.S. is below October's numbers for average daily cases. 20 states saw fewer new cases over the past week than they did the week before. Experts say the vaccines are turning the tide, and most importantly, deaths and serious illnesses have dropped significantly.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.